And I bang like you like to bang, slang how I wanna slang, change how I wanna change. It ain't a thing when I bang like you like to bang, slang how I wanna slang, change how I wanna change. I'm in the game and I bang like you like to bang, slang how I wanna slang, change how I wanna change. You were lame cause I bang like you bang, slang how I wanna slang, change how I wanna change. I'm not the same.
Who needs your weak flow talking about me? Scared of industry but forgot about the streets.
What's up, everybody? Like welcome to Rice and Beans. We are here with Cookie, Jasmine, Jester, and Pepper.
What's
back
up?
For another thrilling installment. So lots going on in the news this week. Anybody catch any of the news or anything on social media?
London Bridge is falling down, falling down,
falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
Ariana Grande.
You were all going to hell for that one. That's awesome, though. If I could applaud, I'd applaud. My hands are full, long in one hand, lighter in the other. But yeah, I guess that was the you know, kind of short, explosive topic for this week was the. The shit that went down on the bridge, a couple guys, I guess the Al-Qaeda training camp, the B team.
I've been watching a lot of Nickelodeon, apparently.
You know, they saw the Roadrunner and the Roadrunner and the Coyote one too many times and thought the Acme shit was for real. And yeah, apparently dynamite doesn't stop bullets because they ended up with a chest full of them.
But, the more you know.
Right? I told you, we need that rainbow with that star that shoots across every time we see. Especially when it's obvious things like if I run out with fake dynamite strapped to my chest in a load in a public place, what's gonna happen? It's like
I think Ariana Grande should stop posting her concert dates because they just seem to follow her. It's like, wait, she's gonna be here again? Get the clue.
It's a law's way of telling her you should not be doing music.
She's a cute singer. I think she's a cute singer.
I think she's better off licking donuts.
I agree.
You remember that?
I do.
She said she wasn't going to tell anybody, but I mean,
it was on fucking video.
Well, but you can't see my
face.
She
took the fucking donut back.
Well, she's not going to eat it. A Mexican
licked it. It's probably
the
fucking owner of that donut shop that's trying to blow her up.
I told her not to bite.
Jasmine, tell your grandma not to get so mad when you lick the product.
Right?
Well, she was fucking with a bear claw.
I thought it was an apple fritter. Damn it, inside jokes.
Oh, no. A lot of people know that Asians, like, hold down the donut shops and the dry cleaners and...
Well, I was talking about the apple fritter
salon.
And the bear claw.
The nail salons. Arithmetic.
Dry
know.
Cleaners.
Bad driving.
Massage parlor.
Asians hold
on. Shit that white people don't feel like doing.
Veterinary hospitals.
Fried cat and tofu.
Next to the veterinary hospital.
Dogs.
Walking
services.
It's so that they can get things fresh. That's why. Like one. Okay. The funniest thing I've seen was like location wise, there was a fish store next to. A fish fry place, a fish fry restaurant, like a southern style, like fried fish restaurant.
That's just convenient.
They just shared the wall, right? And it's like, my, that tastes mighty fresh. It was either that or I was going to flush him down the toilet.
I'll still eat it.
Why does a tilapia look like it's been swimming through the sewer? We got a collector from somewhere in the beach.
That's Blasian style.
Blasian style. Only the best.
That's where that store was at.
The Blasian Cajun
store and
kitchen.
The fucking fried fish store.
Well. And it's not like we're digressing. We're on the topic of fish and fried fish, and that's what they eat in London when you know they're running from bombs and or people
with chips,
fake dynamite strapped to their chest. I was looking through pictures on social media, and the one that stood out to me the most was the dude running from everything happening, but he had a pint in his hand, and it was still kind of full.
pint of what, manch?
No, beer. He was carrying a fucking a huge beer down, like running down the street, running from a bomb for his life, running with the beer, though. I mean, not that I'm mad at him. Fuck that. Priorities. He probably paid for that beer. Well, you know what? No, probably not, right?
Because that's why he was running.
It was sheer coincidence.
He didn't even know that the bomb went off. It was just like, oh shit.
People are running. I'm taking the beer with me. Fuck it. I got a souvenir. Kind of like me when they raided the dispensary that I was in. And I was sad because I had already paid for my weed. So, like 2 minutes earlier, I could have been out the door with, you know, free product. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. But hey, I guess there's a next time for everything. So, we're going to go ahead and move it along here. And we were trying to think of interesting questions and stuff that, you know, everybody else, like after you listen to the show and you're done laughing, you sit around and think, God damn, those guys are hilarious. But when you're done with that, then you move on to stuff like, what is the biggest lie that you've ever been told? Like questions like that. And that's kind of what we do here. We're all friends. We sit around in the circle. We pass around the bong and we get drunk and we talk about shit like
and
this.
Jerk
so,
it.
Right? Like, you, again, what did we
soggy
say?
Soggy waffle.
Not in public. Not the saggy waffle thing again. So, Cookie, I know we talked about on the last show the biggest lie that was ever told to you, but have you ever had to lie for a friend?
Lie for a friend.
Like, to do them a favor, help them out, and just
like
kind of...
Like a solid?
Yeah, pretty much. Or something you could cash in later.
Blackmail. The biggest lie I ever had to keep for somebody, I don't know. Like, I usually have people keep lies for me. I'm not the one keeping lies. I mean, I'm usually the one that says, shh, don't tell anybody. You'll get in trouble too. I don't know. I can't really think.
Oh my God.
I'm usually the one that says,
he must have learned that from the priest.
Come here. I got a secret. Promise not to tell. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to out myself because my mother did that for me already.
I was there. I remember.
I'm not good at keeping secrets, so maybe that's why people don't tell me anything.
Well, have you ever lied on a friend's behalf to, like, help them out?
Yeah, I said it was okay.
What's the longest you've ever kept up a lie, like kept a lie going for a friend, like to help them out or to help them out of some bullshit or get information from them, like that kind of thing?
I don't know. Like, I really don't have a legitimate answer for this. I'm at a loss of words, which is rare. Like I said, a part of me is serious, but a part of me is joking. Like, I'm usually the one that says, like, I need you to keep this secret for me. Like, can you not tell anybody for an extended period of time before I'm totally out of the woods with this? Because this will come back to haunt me.
We just have to make sure the cream is working before we start telling anybody.
Yes. Yes.
And the pills have taken effect.
Shh, 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 shh. Keep it down.
All right, Jasmine. What about you? What's the longest amount of time you've ever had to keep a lie going to help out a friend?
Man, I wouldn't say it's a lie per se, more so than withholding information. Considering the fact that Jake from State Farm's girlfriend does not know to this day that anything has happened between us.
Do you know how much
that would be it?
Do you know how much free babysitting you could get out of that?
A lot. The answer's a lot.
Oh man. and your husband has to keep that information from her too, yes?
Yes, of course.
Is he aware of what kind of position he's in?
Drama anyways. Missionary. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. So, but just saying, she has no fucking clue.
I don't know. If I was your husband, it'd be with regard to Jake, it'd be free cigarettes and beer for the duration of their relationship.
Right?
I mean, what is the price of silence, right? Cigarettes and beer? I don't think that's too much to ask.
Like... two blowjobs and a watch? Oh,
yeah, but who uses a watch anymore?
They just look nice. I like to accessorize.
Fuck, I want a purse and some shoes.
That's like, heels, that's like that joke. That's like that joke. I think your boyfriend has, well, it's like, it has dandruff. You should give him Head and Shoulders. Well, how do you give shoulders? So
Pepper's turn.
Oh, well, it wasn't really a friend. It's a cousin that I'm still keeping a secret for.
Go on.
You know what I'm talking. Okay, so my cousin, like about maybe so many years ago, how much? 10 years ago? She had a daughter with, you know, some guy. I'm not going to mention his name. Uh-huh. And she messed around. After their daughter was born, she messed around with his cousin. And they're close till this day. They all hang out, like, they're very close cousins, and she went and slept with this cousin, so. And I'm still holding that secret to this.
At least she kept it in the family.
Right? I mean, that, but still, like, that's, she lives with her kid's dog, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
We'll just call her.
No, we know who it is. The fuck checker knows who it is, too, but it's the next time. The next time you tell me something like that, please make sure it's not before I'm going to be sitting in front of those three people at a party.
I almost did, huh? Man.
5 minutes later.
Well, because I'm like, I hate holding that light. Like, I don't...
She tells us, and then, like, 5 minutes later, her cousin and those three people, the two people show up. And they sit down right in front of me, and we start talking, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh... Hi.
Yeah. I was like, by the way, my cousin was this and that and that, like being with his cousin. And then they walked up and we're sitting there like, oh, are you guys hungry?
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea.
Wow.
And it just kind of made it like awkward because like the first question like I could think of to kind of get away from that conversation was, so how's your mom doing? Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah, and that's another one.
I thought you were going to ask him, so what have you been feeding him?
Yeah, so I'm still keeping it to this day, that lie. But I want to tell it so bad, but I can't.
All right. So whose turn is it now? Was it?
Said, I think.
You.
Mine.
Oh.
Mine. Okay. So, well... maybe Cookie was right. Maybe I do need better friends. I don't know. Maybe I have a lot of shady friends, but I've had to lie for a lot of people. But the one that comes to mind in particular was one that was like kind of funny to me because I kept up the lie for 30 minutes. I was on the phone. It was on the phone. Basically what had happened was one of my friends asked me if I could be on a three-way call to some girl that supposedly was there. She was at some club or party or whatever that she was trying to find out if her boyfriend was at or get information about somebody that was there or whatever. And so she, like, texts me a picture of what this chick... Like, a picture of that this chick took at the party. So I knew what she was wearing and shit, like, and what she looked like and shit like that. So I told her, okay, that's fine. I don't care. And so... she calls her and we get to talking and I'm talking to this chick for like 30 minutes. I not only convinced her that we've met, but that we made out at the party. We were all trash and we almost hooked up in her car. And so then she's like, she starts going with it and she's like, oh yeah. Oh, okay, I remember now. Yeah, sorry, I was just really fucked up. That kind of thing. And my friend's on the other line, and I'm sure she's, like, laughing her ass off on mute. And so then I asked her all the questions I was supposed to ask her. And then I get a text on my other phone saying, okay, I got what I needed. You can go ahead and hang up. So then I text back, no, it's cool. You go ahead and drop off. I think I'm going to go ahead and talk to this chick for a little while. So, And she's like, that's fine, but you can't ask her out because then that's going to fuck up my whole story. I'm like, how? I'm like, she obviously remembers meeting me already, so no problem. I was already there. We already almost did it. So that was one of the ones that stood out to me the most of the times that I had to lie for my friends.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
No, that was the funniest one. I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything out of it either. I never even.
But there's more.
I never talked to that chick before. anymore after that, because I couldn't give her my phone number because my friend is the one that called her from her phone. Was that everybody then?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Something that you said on one of the earlier episodes kind of got me thinking about this next one, and it's about, remember the guy that sent you the Snapchat dick pic with the crown filter thing on it?
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, and I was like, and I'm sure we've all, you know, gotten nude pictures and, you know, things that were, at least one of them had to have caught our attention at some point as like, wow, that one is pretty memorable. So, what's the most memorable nude pic that you've ever been sent?
Hmm.
Are you asking me?
Anybody, everybody.
I have nobody. Like, I don't know. To you me, like...
Somebody has sent me one to where they were, like, naked in the bathroom, but they forgot to fucking flush a toilet.
Is there a big, huge fucking...
Was it Taco Tuesday?
Is there a big, huge Lincoln log in the toilet like he's trying to build a fucking cabin?
Or was it, like, chili up in there?
I mean, it was just pee, but still, it was disgusting. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Like, I couldn't... Well, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, but, I mean, obviously, it fucking resonated, so...
Maybe you should put that on your dating profiles. Do not send me bathroom pics after Taco Tuesday. No Wednesday morning bathroom pics, thanks.
I don't know. That's got to be it. That's got to be my most memorable one.
That's harsh. All right, well, I'll go.
What's yours?
The one that kind of stands out the most was a while back, I talked to this girl that liked to be tied up, and she...
Go on.
She said, like, she, like, really tied up, like complicated rope work.
Damn.
And
okay.
She sent over a pic. She's, like, completely naked, except that she's all tied up, and, like, the ropes are basically the only thing that's covering her. It's, like... Like blindfolded and everything, and so, I've gotten a lot of nude pics before, and like, you know, a lot of vag and a lot of tit pics. But
how did she take the picture if it was like
someone
she was
probably
all tied
did?
In?
I don't know, tripod it.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a tripod present in the room.
Yeah, because it wasn't like she wasn't in like any weird like position. She was like either sitting or like kneeling with her back. Too, so like she could just like basically like, cause her, some of them like her hands weren't tied behind her, they were tied in front of her, so you could tell like she like hit it and then just turned around and but some of the other ones
or
I'm
another
sure
guy could have been taking the picture for
probably
it.
I mean
there's a timer on your phone. I do that shit a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
But how do you get it to stop?
I mean, shit, you can't really
it's
like I mean it's hard
photo
to fucking
session.
Spread eagle if you don't fucking time that shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, you don't know how to work a timer on a phone or what?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I do, but like to get it perfectly, that perfect shot.
The
yeah, exactly.
Shot.
You ever tried doing that on Snapchat? That shit's fucking hard.
Hell yeah, I have to take like, I don't know how many takes before I get perfect. Like, fuck, I'm getting a cramp and shit.
It's like, fuck, I turned on a fucking filter. There's like a fucking flower on top of my flower.
You call it a flower.
What about you, Cookie?
I don't know. I'd have to say just in general, getting like a naked pic is just kind of random in itself. So I guess I'm appreciative whatever comes my way, so I'm not judging it so much.
Beggars can be choosers.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, and then how do you even respond to that? I'm not sending them a picture back. I just send like a little smiley face with the thumbs up. Like, I got it. Thanks. They're like, send me one. And then I just put LOL.
Well, hey, check you out.
Look at you. I'm just like, oh.
You send him a fucking emoji of an eggplant back.
Seriously.
It's the best you can fucking do, you ungrateful bitch, Cookie.
I want to hold political office one day.
And in my case, it would be what, a peach? To show them where it goes.
Someone's being generous. Just. Who's ungrateful now?
What's either that or a weenie in a hallway?
Well, I know I'm supposed to give him a fucking orchard.
It's like a pickle in an empty jar, just like floating around.
Why? Because it's 2 a.m. and I'm horny.
That's going to be my next dick pic I send, is like a pickle in a pickle jar just floating around. Wait for it.
It's like country style.
I know. Why is there a bite taken out of it? I got hungry. It's a pickle. They're delicious.
Because I'm a nibbler. Don't worry, it'll feel good.
It's circumcised.
And if not, it might be afterwards.
And in my dad's case, it would be like a shiitake mushroom.
Go on. I'm listening.
She said her dad.
Yeah, that's what he
Rest
responded.
Rest in peace. My dad passed away, by the way.
Stop. This so is getting even more too hot. Kidding. Too hot.
It's this fucking shiitake mushroom that's like just fucking pulling off of the fucking ground.
I believe it's called shiitake.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm inappropriate. Fuck.
Get on your knees tonight and pray.
So
sorry, Dad. Hopefully I make something of myself doing this. By calling your dick a shiitake fucking mushroom. Be proud of your fucking daughter.
He should be. Like I said, anything's funny if you try hard enough.
My most memorable dick pic.
I don't have one. They're not memorable. It's just
they're like
dick.
Children. She loves them all the same. It's like asking me to pick a favorite.
Can't no, they're that. All like.
That's totally possible.
It's all the same. Like, I don't know. Like, a girl's picture is more better than, like, a guy's just a dick. Like, what's memorable about that?
Well.
They're all the same.
I bet you'd remember it if it had, like, a Prince Albert and a flower crown.
Or a little bow tie on it with, like, a little handlebar mustache.
What if he drew a face on the bottom?
Then I would be like, okay, that's my memorable dick pic.
But what if it wasn't circumcised? You made it look like a little Sharpay.
What if it had a snake tattoo?
Or a dragon.
What if it had little eyes or something on there? Like, little glasses. On the balls. Turn upside down.
Yeah, what if it's blue like Cookie Monster?
Oh, I'd be like, give me my cookie. Or get him my cookie.
He's go like, on.
He paints it blue and says, this is my tribute to the Blue Man Group. Want to go to Vegas?
I don't know. I don't have a memorable one.
That's what I call my vagina, Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Because of the team?
Yeah.
That's what we call my friend's car, by the way, because we always talk in her car about all of this fucking shenanigans we go through with guys. And so we call her car Vegas. Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, so my...
Shout out to Vegas.
I have no crowns on my dick pics.
So really, I had I had the craziest one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, let's hear yours.
No, the one with the chick was all tied up with the ropes. It was intricate. Yeah.
Man, I must be real fucked up. I almost fucking said mine again.
Well, I mean, no, but it just, you would think, right, that there's got to be some, really creative ones out there. Just
really
like,
ones?
You get bored of sending the same old fucking
shot over and over again. Women to take a nude picture, but not a guy. It's still the same boring stuff.
What, a Nerf gun or something?
Okay, but what, okay, yeah, I guess you,
Nerf gun shooting in his ass.
We've got to put the handle somewhere.
With a game controller or something. A
video game controller. No, what if somebody sent you a dick pic, but it was like all fucking dressed up, or they had props or some shit? Then
where they really got into it? Then I would, yeah.
Wait, like, everybody like doesn't do that? Am I odd man out with dressing up my penis?
Like the Starfield background and the Obi-Wan Kenobi robe.
You should see it on Oscar Sunday.
Fuck the shit out of that.
Fucking Yoda. Chewbacca.
Was it Cookie that said he Spielbergs the shit out of his dick pics?
Like it looks like a lightsaber? Oh. It just hits me in the fucking spot right there.
Just attach the Yoda ears to the fucking head. And paint it green. Come over and use the force.
May the force be with you.
I have underwear that says may the force be with you.
Oh shit.
May the force and Star Wars. The force. Fingers crossed. Be with
Star
you.
Wars.
Star yeah. Wars.
I really do. I honestly really do.
Star Wars, may the force. Where did you get them at?
I knew that was coming.
That sounds cute.
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon. They have everything on that shit.
Yeah. Except for dick pics.
Why, you tried searching or what?
You're typing the wrong thing in.
Yeah, you gotta put something else.
That's like, what Google.
I need to go to eBay.
That's what Google Album is for.
No, that's you gotta true. Go to Wish.
Wish.
What do you is
that's what shit I fucking from need Japan? At this point.
So they put anything on that shit.
You know what I wondered is that like people send send pictures to Shutterfly, right? And you can make your own like hardcover albums or like picture albums, like you know, on there, and they print them in a book. I have one, but I wonder if anybody's ever tried to like print out a whole like book or. Like, you know, whatever of
challenge accepted.
Can you imagine somebody sending it just like a whole dick pic album? All right, here, this is what I want in my Shutterfly book.
I have a story. Oh my god, it's coming.
That's what he said.
I was taking pictures of my chinchillas, right?
Is that code for something?
My husband happens to just like being naked anytime at home. So I was like, here, I want to take a picture of Annie. Okay, I'll hold her. So he fucking holds the chinchilla and I take pictures, right? Of course, my ass wasn't fucking aiming correctly. So we got the pictures developed at, like, Walmart. Looked through the fucking pictures. Only to see my chinchilla and my fucking husband's dick. Just like off to the very fucking corner in the bottom, you can just see just the little fucking slight top of a fucking curvature of like the top of a penis. And I was like, oh my fucking god.
Send me that picture.
Can this thing not be fucking weird enough that you're holding a goddamn fucking fancy rodent? You're naked.
Was that after or before you guys are done jerking him off?
Oh.
In the midst.
It was the female he was holding.
What did your husband call him? The Mandingo of rodents?
Yeah.
I think I think you were out sick that episode and
maternity leave. I was on maternity leave
when they were talking about like one of the weirdest things that they had to do for their pet was I guess chinchillas have such thick hair that if the males get a boner, sometimes it gets stuck in the hair and it won't go down and they could like die. So her husband had to jerk off the chinchilla and she's like crying the whole time and she won't do it because he's quote like a son to her. And so he's like, so here I am jerking off the mandingo of rodents. And all she's doing is saying, no, I can't look. No, I can't look.
That's where you draw the line, chinchillas?
Maybe just some that aren't her own children.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Exactly.
Valid point, Jasmine. Valid point.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans. And it looks like we're coming up on time for our for this episode. But tune in next week. We'll be back with another couple. And again, don't forget to check out the website. New contest coming out soon. New characters being added. New cast member being added to the website. So go ahead and check out that new bio that'll be up soon. And also, don't forget to chime in on the discussion boards. Leave us some feedback. There's a comment section. Let us know what you guys want to hear on the show. Topic ideas. Anything like that. So, and the Facebook page.
When you're too horny to sleep and you're too tired to masturbate, just listen to Rice and Beans. Over and out.
They call me Chronic One. Cold just from back in the days. Up on the mic at the bowl, I'm quick to place. No matter what you call me, you won't forget my name. All the way that I rock it, though haters trying to stop it. Falling on the faces at 10 or 100 paces. Tripping up over the lines like they forgot about the basics. The more they fall and arise, miles above the earth. Leaving them behind, just riding up in a hearse. And when they die, they go, knowing that I was the curse. 72 inches underneath my verse. Standing here laughing, fuck no, we're not the same. I'm a double cortex bitch, you got half a brain. You're less than half my worth, you got some fucking nerve. You comparing to me is something you'll never deserve.
And I bang like you like to bang, slang how I wanna slang, change.